In Pennsylvania, the number of parents opting their children out of standardized tests doubled between 2013 and last year. Many parents object to the tests for philosophical or political reasons, though some have a more immediate concern. Their kids can't understand them. WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports on a wave of English language learners in Philadelphia schools who will not be taking standardized tests this year.
In 2014, parents opted out about 100 Pennsylvania kids from statewide tests called the PSSAs. This year, there are that many alone skipping the test at Philadelphia's Feltonville School of Arts and Sciences, a middle school in North Philly.
Mi nombre es Norman Rodriguez. Yo soy del norte de Philadelphia.
Nomar Rodriguez and his family moved to Philadelphia from Puerto Rico in 2013. His three sons are all English language learners, or ELL students. By definition, ELL students do not perform at grade level, but in Pennsylvania, they, along with special education students, are expected to take the same tests as the rest of the student body. Vicki Smith is an English language teacher at Feltonville.
Studies have said that it takes from 5 to 7 years for an English language learner to be proficient in the new language, in English. And yet, they're tested every single year on the proficiency on grade level when they know they're not on level.
Teachers at Feltonville, including Smith, have been vocal about parents' rights to opt out under Pennsylvania law, sending letters home with kids and holding meetings. School district officials chastise those teachers, but Nomar Rodriguez says he doesn't feel coerced into pulling his three sons out of testing.
Es completamente falso.
Those reports about the teachers are completely false. I don't even have communication with them. The standardized tests are in English, therefore the tests are an obstacle for them. You know, the kids have talents, but they can't show that on the test. It's not fair. If the tests were in Spanish, I would let them take it.
Rodriguez and other parents in Feltonville are joining a growing opt-out movement. It includes liberals, libertarians, and conservatives who take issue with standardized testing for totally different reasons. Some parents in wealthy New Jersey suburbs say the standards are too rigid, that they waste time and money. In Philadelphia, the opt-out movement mingles with existing debates about school funding and poverty in a district with a lot of high-need students. Teachers like Vicki Smith say tests are demoralizing for students, and that in times of budget scarcity, low test scores put schools on the top of the district's list to close or turn into charters.
I feel like very nervous and then it's scared, so I can't graduate.
Kai Teo moved to Philadelphia from Malaysia about a year ago. A 10th grader at Furness High School in South Philadelphia, she failed her first attempt at the Keystone exams last year. The Keystones are the capstone in a series of statewide tests, including the PSSAs, that start in third grade. Beginning with the class of 2017, students have to pass the three Keystone tests in algebra, biology, and literature, or do a special project just to graduate. Tio says that turns some students off of school.
So they will say, oh, I can pass and I can't graduate, so I don't want at school anymore, so I go to work.
There's research to show that different tests can affect graduation rates differently, for better or worse. But studies have shown that the tests are very complicated, at least linguistically. Complex enough, in fact, to be beyond the comprehension for someone learning English as a second language. Take this example from the statewide math exam.
The human body contains about 1 times 1,012 bacteria. The human body contains about 4 times 104 genes. The number of bacteria contained in the human body is how many times as great as the number of
genes
contained
in the human body. Chair of the Pennsylvania House's Education Committee, Representative Stan Saylor, says tests are important for ensuring kids who graduate are ready for college or a career. He says English language learners are no different.
I don't believe you create an exception because somebody speaks a different language. They're still going to be here as Americans and joining our workforce, hopefully. So maybe we delay testing you, but you still have to take that test at some point and be a part of the accountability.
Still, Saylor says there's a lot of debate about what and how many tests actually accomplish what they set out to. And since about 18% of the whole student population at Feltonville is opting out, their refusals won't just impact those students. Most districts aim for 95% test completion, because any less than that and the accuracy of the tests starts dropping off. Teacher Kelly Collings is a member of an activist caucus within the Philadelphia Teachers Union and one of the people who shared information about opting out with parents.
We're the first school in Philadelphia to make this happen, so there are a lot of questions that lawmakers and bureaucrats are going to need to deal with in a just way.
Feltonville did get the school district's attention. A spokesman says that the district will do more this year to give all parents information about their right to opt their kids out of tests. And the district says it will make sure to send that message in whatever language is spoken at home. I'm Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.